It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It is so good to have my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, on the docket, as always, this Wednesday morning. You know, Dr. Craig, you and I have been around the block a couple times, and we've seen some presidential elections in our time, and I just want to ask you your thoughts about Tim Walz and the ticket, considering just 3 weeks ago you and I were lamenting about just how, wallowing in despair. I mean, it doesn't mean that this is over with, but your thoughts about this transformation and what we're looking at now.
Well, riffing a little bit off of Tim Walz's background as a high school football coach, I'll say that this presidential race started out one of those games where nothing went right, where you were fumbling the ball, throwing interceptions, making mistakes. The other team was clearly winning, but they didn't get that far ahead. And then the second half is opened, and all of a sudden it's the other way around, and you've got the race to even. So that's exciting, but we need to take into account there'll probably be more sudden change before this election is over. But obviously it was pretty dire if it kept going the way it was going very much longer, right? Well, into the second half.
Right.
Complete the metaphor. So Tim Walz, of the six finalists, it was interesting how the Harris campaign did this, because there was some critique that you knew who the finalists were. There were people taking positions. They wanted it to be more insular, where you didn't even know who was really a candidate. But that allowed in some way for these candidates to be tested. And there were risks to the other two. There were six finalists, and there were three of the top tier, Walz, Shapiro, and Kelly, the senator from Arizona. And Shapiro had both huge upside, state of Pennsylvania, for example, and his incredible popularity there, and it being the keystone state, really, in this election. If you talk about size and its battleground state status, its number of electoral votes. But he had downsides that could be controversial, that could harm the election. His position on the protests against Israel's conduct of the Gaza war, for example. He had been a school privatizer, though he seems to have reversed himself on that. There was even some concerns about how he handled a sexual assault case in his own office, with Kelly really being hardcore in immigration, but that was less of a problem than the fact that organized labor didn't feel that he was a strong supporter of labor. He had not supported President Biden's key reform, the Protect the Right to Organize Act, the PRO Act, which almost all Democrats in the House and the Senate support, and requires, unfortunately, is blocked by the filibuster in the first 2 years of the Biden administration. So Walz not only didn't have any major constituency group against him, I wasn't aware of this, Earl. I don't know if you were. I had no idea how good this man was on TV.
Nor did I.
And his capacity, and how he's able to bring kind of a regular man kind of ethos into politics. And so I wanted Walz of the three finalists because he's the most progressive. And I think that the alliance between the Sanders wing of the party and Biden's wing of the party has been essential to everything Biden's gotten done, and how what he did different than Hillary Clinton in 2016. It helped him get elected as well. And this is continuing that relationship. The major Sanders and the other major progressives were all, Elizabeth Warren, Congressional Progressive Caucus, were all supporting Walls. And Walls adds another thing, Earl, that I think is important, because this election, as all elections do, does have a lot to do with identity. Okay. And the idea there wasn't identity politics before, then it was Irish identity, Italian identity, right? Southern identity. Identity's always been at the center of politics, because it's at the center of how we see ourselves as individuals and what groups we belong to. And so the idea, the word identity politics is silly when you think about it, no American history. But I would say what's interesting is you have a man with Walz's background, a Nebraska rural background, military background, football coach, right? White, 60-year-old white man who's running with a Kamala Harris, you know, blue state, California, black, Asian woman, right? And so it puts together really a very good multiracial image of what the Democratic Party is supposed to represent. We're supposed to bridge all these gaps. Now, there's a role for constituency work, right? Black folks need space to figure out what we need to do to advance beyond to the next stage of full equality, right? But then if we're going to win national elections, it needs to be a multiracial identity, and they represent it perfectly. And the Republican version is very fake, because somehow J.D. Vance, because he wrote a nasty little book which threw his relatives and kin under the bus, Hillbilly Elegy, is supposed to represent regular working people. When he made his money in hedge funds and Yale Law School, it sets up a perfect juxtaposition. So given what Walz has done in Minnesota, Earl, just we could talk about that concretely, but also given what he represents about what this country needs to be, a true multiracial democracy, it's an inspired pick, I think.
You know, Dr. Craig, as I was watching them yesterday, you know, again, from the perspective of a 70-year-old black person, it was the first time in you know, my life, really, even with Barack Obama, that I felt like this, if this could happen, if they could lead this nation, we'll start seeing some major changes in this country that have needed to be dealt with for a long, long time. And from a woman's perspective, that our nation has missed out on, clearly, when you look at female governors like Gretchen Whitmer, and you look at female Congress people and senators, and yet even with all of their intellectual capacities that they have, nobody could ever look and think it possible that a woman, that we would progress to a point where there could be a woman president. Not this soon, Dr. Craig, especially a black one. If you would have said this 3 months ago, people would have thought we were out of our gourds. And even when Kamala Harris first became the nominee, that wasn't enough in and of itself, I thought, to make this even viable. But now you bring in Tim Walz, and you look at all of the things that he has done in his life, Dr. Craig, to help people. What is our nation missing more than anything else? It clearly, what Joe Biden and the Democrats have attempted to do is address the issues that have impacted and affected the average American citizen, right? This certainly is something that, if this can happen, we'll start seeing more of that and addressing the real issues that I think impact and affect this nation's long-term viability.
No, absolutely. And he's unapologetic about it and very effective, and also keeps a happier, joyous demeanor, doesn't get mean and dark like the other side tends to get. And so when he's attacked, it's that because they're trying to paint him now as some sort of commie, right? Yeah. It's like red. when attacked for being one, making Minnesota one of the six states that provide school lunch to every kid and school breakfast and lunch to every kid, he said it's not wild or crazy to make sure our kids are fed so they can learn. I mean, this is just common sense. This is Heartland common sense. When attacked for paid family medical leave, it's not crazy to say that families need the time to take care of their sick kids, of their sick relatives, et cetera, and not lose their job over it.
Yeah, but it's socialist thinking, Dr. Craig. He's a socialist, liberal, radical, leftist. I mean, this is what they're doing. What else do they have, Dr. Craig? Other than name calling,
the extremism is not coming from the left in this country. Bernie Sanders's agenda is quite mainstream and quite popular. If you poll it, the stuff that is wild or weird, as Tim Walz has brilliantly framed it, is coming from the right. The right is the radicalism right now. I mean, apparently the country is dominated by childless cat women. I mean, we can say, oh, that's not serious. No. The fastest growing group of people in this country are people who are unmarried and choose not to have children, or married and choose to have not to have children. It's not the 1950s anymore, where there was such a social pressure to create these nuclear families and everyone to have kids. It's an attack on a huge percentage of the population. And they're making wild accusations. One of the accusations, New York Times covered this early, is they're attacking Walz for providing tampons in high school. Okay, so apparently a feminine hygiene product has now become part of the culture war.
Well, you know, the last time I checked, Dr. Craig, it's not a crime to believe in wanting things for the American people. So if that means somebody who thinks it's important and will do what Governor Walz did to make sure that all children got to eat lunch free, I want more of that. I'm a socialist. 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, before we go to the phone lines, you know, I've heard people say on the right that Kamala Harris is not very bright. She's not smart. She's not bright at all. I looked at her yesterday. Dr. Craig, I've listened to her before. We know that anybody who says that clearly has no concept of what intelligence is, because anybody who can say that their woman is not intelligent doesn't have a reference point to even know what intelligence is. She was able to articulate clearly exactly what it is she wants this nation to, the direction she wants it to go in, Dr. Craig. But people on the right keep saying she's not very bright. You say what?
I say I wish the right was really committed to a meritocracy like they claim they are. it's another big lie, because by the same argument that Kamala Harris is unintelligent, President Trump is qualified in any way, shape, or form to be president of the United States of America. Proved himself entirely unqualified over 4 years, but this is entirely ignored, which I think says a lot and really proves what a lot of folks have thought for a long time, that right-wing meritocracy is about the people they want having power and having prestige and having wealth, not about any kind of merit, because she's checked all the boxes. So did Barack Obama, for example, in terms of merit, and they still find them unqualified and attack the intelligence of an accomplished Black woman. Because what can you say other than she has different opinions than we do on issues, or that there's a racial component to it, Earl?
Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, you guys, I am so excited on Wall's pick. I think because he is so far left and Kamala is so far left, this is really good. Because what's going to happen, it's like what happened yesterday with Cori Bush and Jamal Bowman. Both of those guys lost because they are so far left.
Hey, Gary, and what does so far left mean?
Let me just finish.
Now, what does so far left mean? I'll let you finish. What does so far left mean?
So far left means socialism, progressiveness, Marxism, and that's what it means. It means that's what my opinion of it is. I don't say fact, I say my opinion, right? And the fact is that Cori Bush was beaten out by her
own
Democrats.
Hey, we're not talking about Cori Bush. Okay, Gary, we can have the conversation, man, but I can't let you keep changing the subject. We're talking about what transpired yesterday with Tim Walz and your thoughts on that. I won't talk about Cori Bush. Let's talk about that.
This is what I see. I see people are looking at Tim Walz as more presidential than Kamala Harris.
No, what people? What people, Gary?
I'm talking about my opinion. This is what I see. I saw everything yesterday. I watched it, and I thought he is way more presidential. And I think
what does that mean?
There's going to be a lot of rumbling at the convention.
No, I'm asking you, what does that mean?
Start saying that maybe we got the wrong ticket here. Maybe
no, Gary. What does that mean that he looks more presidential than her? What does that mean? You said
it. He can speak to people without being basically, I mean, I know that he was reading off.
Without being what? Without being what?
I think that he can do it on the fly, and that Kamala Harris can't speak without reading, because, I mean...
You mean like Donald Trump?
No, Donald Trump goes off script all the time.
Okay, well...
She can't go off script. She gets lost. And why you guys are so excited now, and you got to remember, a couple weeks ago, it was looking like, oh, my God, we got Harris and Biden. Oh, my God, we're gonna lose. They were talking about replacing Harris.
Okay, we're talking about now, Gary. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to any of that foolishness?
Well, I respect what Gary is saying. Gary is telling us how he sees it, and we need to understand how the other side sees things. And when they look at this, they look at Kamala Harris as unqualified. I don't see that. I don't think it's an objective analysis, but Gary's right. That's his opinion, and he's sharing it with us. And there's a large part of the American population that will agree with Gary. I agree with Gary that Donald Trump goes off script, but oh Lord, what he says when he goes off script. I mean, what was that discussion with the Black Journalist Convention and his soliloquy on whether or not Kamala Harris is Black or not? And apparently we're limited to one identity and she can't be Black and Asian and women. I mean, this, and that's just, we could go on and on about that. But I just say that on this, I don't think that the socialism, the Marxism is going to land. It's sort of like we're stuck in the 1950s somehow, and it's scary, and Joe Stalin is going to take over, and it's going to be authoritarianism, right? If you poll the issues, they've been polled a lot, so you can look at any poll on what Walz has done in Minnesota. Just take it. Don't associate with Walz. Say, is it popular? It's wildly popular. This is a wildly popular agenda. So what does that mean? It means the population, the American population, is socialist or Marxist, according to Gary and conservatives. They may not like that, but it does tell you that it's not a very powerful political thing. I don't think they're going to be able to raise the socialist Marxist boogeyman with anyone other than the people who already are with Trump, and they already got them.
You know, Dr. Craig, I'll be just frank with you. To hear the statement that Tim Walz, people are going to see him as more presidential than Kamala Harris. There's something behind that statement, right? There's no question there's something behind that statement. And
it's hard to imagine that it isn't that we're talking about a 60-year-old white man and about to be 60-year-old, 59-year-old black Asian woman, and one seems more presidential than the other. I don't want to say that's true. I mean, you can have legitimate disagreements and critiques, but if you talk about on a population level, right, I think that is a part of what is going on.
And the truth of the matter is they're bringing that up. They're looking for anything possible to try to throw a monkey wrench into this. So 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on board. I'm glad he is. You can join us. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. It means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, you got a whole bank of phone calls. Let's go through them. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm listening to all this name calling and trying to seat people in some sort of formula, and it sounds so basic and primitive, because a capitalism is a business system, not government system. Coming from socialism, USSR, going through the change in the 90s, moving to America, guys, look around you. America is not alone and doing first things first, and nobody did it before. Look, Britain, England, Germany, all of it is a mixed system. You don't need to call somebody socialist and scare the heck out of people, because socialism is not scary. The capitalism only gives you an ability to have your own business and have your own financial responsibilities, not benefits. Benefits actually coming from socialism. So look at the France. They have everything what right now Minnesota has, and more. If Minnesota capable of doing it, why the whole country not capable of doing it? why I need to lose my job if I need to take care of my sick mother? Why I need to make this choice? We're not wolves. We are people.
Karina, man, we need, you know, Dr. Craig, we need to bottle that and send that to the Democratic Party so they can play that during this election. Thank you very much. Dr. Craig, what do you want to say?
To caller's point, Donald Trump's campaign sent an email yesterday saying that Tim Walz would bring hell on earth. I mean, this is how crazy it is. And furthermore, there are all these Republican talking heads and commentators claiming that this proves the Democratic Party is anti-Semitic because it did not choose Josh Shapiro. Did I miss, Earl, the long history of Jewish presidential and vice presidential candidates nominated by the Republican Party? And did I miss Josh Shapiro's full-throated endorsement, an eloquent endorsement of this ticket at the Philadelphia rally at Temple University yesterday?
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, they just don't know what to do and where to go. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Thanks, Earl and Dr. Craig, for taking my call. Yes, anti-Semitism is alive and well in this party because Kamala could not pick Shapiro because your extreme left, Hamas-loving wing of your party would go crazy. They've admitted it. The squad endorsed this choice. This, all we have to do is compare records.
Hey CJ, I endorse the choice. What does that make me?
Well, you are left. You are very
yeah,
left.
And there's and no there's is there a, is left. There is there a law against
look
being is there
his record.
Is there a CJ? Is there a law against being left? Did people who lean left kill people? I mean, why is that a crime?
When you're not forthcoming about what you want to do, yes, you're trying to hide his plan. You're trying to hide Kamala's record. Just look at his record. I mean,
his record is exemplary. His record is exemplary.
As he watched the city burn, and he wouldn't let the National Guard in. And yeah, it's a great record. And
yeah, it is.
He believes in the open border. I can discuss his record, can I? Can I keep going?
No, because we saw and listened to the record of a man who's done tremendous things, great things. You didn't mention one of them. All right. Go ahead, Dr. Craig. You want to respond?
Well, I mean, CJ brought up the anti-Semitism trope right away.
Yep.
That previous caller, Gary, had talked about members of the squad losing, that is Cori Bush and Jamel Bowman a couple weeks ago. They had 15 million against Representative Bowman in their primary and 8 million against Representative Bush. She only lost by a few points. Almost any Democrat would be in trouble if that much money was poured in. And what does it actually show? It shows a division within the Democratic Party on Israel, right? Not a lockstep anti-Semitism. The Democrats actually, but of course, facts don't matter with this other side in MAGA world, but let me just state them for the rest of our non-MAGA audience or our independent audience. And that is, the Democrats had a Jewish finalist who a lot of people, including me actually, thought was going to get it and narrowly didn't get it to another very good candidate. And they support each other. There was no Jewish finalist for Trump's running mate. So how dare they? And where are the primaries in the debate about Israel policy in Republican circles? There aren't any. And I'll just say this to conservatives. You can just say, oh, you're Hamas loving. So apparently I'm Hamas loving for believing. And by the way, my father's side of the family is entirely Jewish, biologically and culturally. The DNA tests say I'm half Jewish, Ashkenazi Jewish. That to be appalled by what Hamas did on October 7th, but also to be very unhappy with what Mark Pocan has called population punishment, where they are bombing indiscriminately children and women and many innocent men who had nothing to do with the attack. you can have both thoughts. I know intellectual complexity is not valued in the MAGA right, but frankly, now I'm anti-Semitic if I even have such views, which is the consensus view of most people who care or work on human rights in this world, across the world, internationally.
All right, let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I, you know, listening to the great conversation this morning, listening to Gary, it's basically racist dog whistles that they're throwing out there, calling her dumb. I'm not sure what she said or did that would make her dumb. You know, he said that about how the waltz is more presidential. This is what Donald Trump has been out there saying. Oh, well, they're either going to switch him up at the DNC convention or Joe Biden's going to step back in. They've been caught flat-footed, and they just have no idea what to do. The excitement for the Democratic Party right now is pretty high. And like I said, they've been caught flat-footed, and they have no idea what to do right now.
I think it's very well said, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. Bill from Oconomowoc, good morning to you, Bill. Your thoughts?
Well, it's fun being on the offense again in politics. And here's the ultimate. They can throw all their mud. They can throw all their ideas. But the bottom line is you have a state prosecutor that has dealt with felons and sexual predators before. And she's running against a 34-count felon with 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, 2 impeachments. Do I need to say more? I think that says it all. If we can't beat a 34-count felon, and by the way, that was a conspiracy that got him on those felonies. It's called America. That's the conspiracy. That's how Americans react to felons. And it's a no-brainer. It's over, Rover, you know? Let Kamala take over.
Thank you. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Gentlemen, yeah, listening to that last caller, it sounds like Trump should be in jail instead of the White House. Anyhow, my comment is this. It's a short comment. I'm real happy with this ticket. And there's a big, to me, there's a big difference between the two parties. Kamala is for the people. She's for democracy. And that other dirtbag, he is for dictatorship, and he's for the billionaires. So it's a real easy choice on my part, you know. Thank you for taking
All right, thank you, Don. Let's go to Northwoods, Terry. Good morning to you, Terry. You say what?
I say this, the mega world. Dumb as a rock is bankrupting casinos. How do you do that? That's all I got, Earl.
All right, thank you very much for the call. I guess we can jump to Jean from McClare. Hey, good morning to you, Jean. Your thoughts?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, as a lifelong independent, I am literally sickened and disgusted with the pathetic attacks on successful, intelligent women and men who have dedicated their lives to making life healthier and safer for children and adults. It's pathetic to hear these people supporting a fella who has scammed people his entire life and has gone after women, and he's an abusive personality, and I could go on and on. And what does that say about the people that are sitting there making up things about good people and trying to protect a loser, a scumbag, and a guy who should never step foot in our capital again? So that's all I got to say. I'm frustrated with the putrid behavior of these people. Grow up and get a life.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, even with all of this that we are dealing with right now and the elation that we are feeling, the fight is still ahead, right?
Early in the third quarter, we got a couple of good plays. We caught up, right?
I love the football analogy, but go ahead.
Well, and with Tim Walz, it now becomes even more defensible. And so we got to realize it seemed like a death march before. It seemed like we were going to get shut out. And now it seems like it's a football game again, but we got to play it out. And there'll be other sudden changes. There'll be headwind, believe me. I do think that Tim Walz's pick reduces the chance of headwind at the convention and major protests. That was one of the things that probably was headwind for Josh Shapiro, though I think he came very close to becoming the vice presidential nomination, had a lot going for him. He also had some downsides. I just want to observe this, listening to the callers on both sides, Earl. Politics changes when you have a side that has become untethered by any facts or reality, right? And it didn't start. I want to repeat. I've repeated this a lot, Earl. It didn't start with Donald Trump. It started with corporate America, where cigarettes are good for us, toxic sludge is good for us. There's no global warming, which is threatening all of us right now because of that lie for decades. But now we have Trump is brilliant at it. He was the natural person to take over a party based on that. And what you see is the scripts are written. It doesn't really matter who Tim Walz is, who Kamala Harris is, and they just try to apply their version of reality to it. And we remember this with Barack Obama, where they tried to paint him as a Black Panther. And I don't mean the real Black Panthers. They were complex. I mean the scary image of the Black Panthers. And then you have the way Barack Obama deported himself. It seemed absurd. This man seems the complete opposite of that. The man, if anything, is too thoughtful, right? And we're seeing the same thing with Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. You know, you're not going to be able to make Tim Walz into Lenin and Kamala Harris into Joseph Stalin. It's not going to work except within MAGA world. And then they'll have to pivot. But they're looking at every possible divide, the use of anti-Semitism. Apparently, the Democrats have to always nominate Jewish people, but they have to have never done it, never even considered a Jewish person to be at the top of their ticket. And now our side is anti-Semitic.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. You can join us as well. 844-967-2789.
Until you use me up.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. And Calvin, this time flies by too fast. You know, I need some more time. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. Let's go to Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. I just wanted to point out, do you notice that the border ain't a big deal no more? The invasion's not from the south, it's from the north.
Well, you know, they're still talking about the border, even though Dr. Craig will clearly point out that it is not the threat anymore, as it certainly, slowed down, and they're not going to talk about that, but it really is not where it was. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, well, let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, quickly.
Guys. I don't know where these guys really watch their media, but, one thing is very true, and my hats are off to the Republicans. They really know how to implement their Scott Walker way of trying to divide and conquer people. They really do. Yesterday you saw Kamala Harris. I'm going to call her head coach, Kamala Harris. She actually was bringing the country together. It didn't matter who it was. And Kamala Harris knows that, just like Matt LaFleur knows, that it's the position coaches that are the ones that actually make for a football team really to work. I would say we're in the first quarter right now. We've picked our teams. Now we need to get registered to vote. Then we need to get out and vote. So now we need to make sure we're tackling. Now we need to make sure we're blocking. Now we need to make sure that we're going to have a victory, because now our preparation is in place. And like I said, they're going to continue on the other side to try to divide and conquer.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Brendan, quickly.
I just wanted to say that the last person with the borders not being a big deal, 2 weeks ago, several Cubans were released in southern Mexico. Well, they have breached the wall in perfect timing for the Republican Party, but they're being dealt with under the new executive order. So these are things we need to know. They're still planning and scheming. It's okay. And then the Republicans went down a week early to go to the wall before they got there. So, you know, some more good planning by the Republican
Party. Hey, Brendan,
part.
Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, as you guys ramp up for this election, and clearly there's a lot of work that you're putting in. Tell us a little bit about the background of the kind of work that you guys are putting in preparation for this election.
Yeah, and we need everyone to win this race to get off the sidelines. Democracy is a participatory sport. We do our part at CIS in Action Wisconsin. Our members are making calls and calls and calls, having deep conversations and knocking on doors to talk to candidates about state legislative races. We have primaries next week, Earl, so a lot of people around the state have critical choices to make, because we have the first fair maps in 14 years. So the whole, we could have a legislature that represents the interests of the people of Wisconsin, the Tim Walz wing of Wisconsin. We're closely related to Minnesota. What this sets up is the switch to Harris-Walz means that Harris and Walz are going to be an asset to the Democrats picking up assembly seats. And good and strong assembly candidates, we're trying to make sure the right, most progressive people come out of the primaries, will help them as well in this razor-thin state. So our members will be making the relationship between the two. We need to restore democracy to the state legislature, which has been a legislature that only one side could win. That's not democracy. And we need to preserve it at the national level and build on it with the agenda that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are already running on, which is completing and adding to what President Biden tried to do in his first term.
You know, Dr. Craig, you mentioned, and we shouldn't forget, is more than the presidential election. And clearly, the changes that need to take place in our own state, we can talk about nationally, but there are many changes that need to take place here at home.
Yeah, I'll just give you an example, Earl. We had a $7 billion surplus and we still underfunded education, and district after district is having special referendums and just to fund basic operations of schools, and that's not sustainable. People eventually start voting against property tax increases that should be coming from the state to a progressive income tax. And the undemocratic, because they hold it because of gerrymandering, Republican legislature has been cutting the schools off. You look at Milwaukee County, the largest county, after the shared revenue increase, which was inadequate, and allowing the getting permission to tax ourselves with a regressive sales tax, they still are going to have a huge structural deficit. That's something County Executive Crawley is facing. That goes to the state. That's not County Executive Crawley being somehow incompetent, though I'm sure that the right-wing legislators will claim that. It's the state's not doing its part of the social compact, which was to share its revenue with local governments. Local governments in our state have very little revenue authority because it's the responsibility of the state to have a broad progressive income tax and share the resources with cities, counties, and school districts. They've been cutting them off for over a decade, and we're seeing horrendous results, Earl. So that's all on the ballot, in addition to whether or not we address the climate crisis, whether we continue to make progress to deal with out-of-control healthcare costs and medical debt, whether we have real immigration reform. There is not a crisis at the border. There's a crisis that we've had our immigration policy frozen for 20 years by Republicans deliberately creating a crisis for political purposes. And Trump proved that when he nixed a Republican-led deal that Democrats are willing to sign off on around the border, written by a right-wing Republican senator from Oklahoma, who himself was amazed and appalled. He actually thought they were interested in border and immigration policy. He was wrong. They're only interested in keeping the crisis, which is not nearly what they say it is, alive so they can win elections with it and then not solve the problem.
Dr. Craig, always great to have you on board. We'll see you in a couple of days. That's Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on The Earl Ingram Show. Calvin, thank you. Great to have you back. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bott, Madner on air. Enjoy your day. On a Sunday afternoon.